Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
Damn it, I want a monkey in this studio.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain on 106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. What do you got lined up today?
We're going to call Rick at the request of his girlfriend, Ashley. And Rick is the manager of a clothing store in one of the local malls. And I am calling as the new regional manager to say, your numbers aren't so hot. And here are my ideas on how we're going to improve them. And none of my ideas make any sense.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. This is Rick speaking. How can I help you?
Rick, this is Sid Busy. I'm the regional manager. We've never met. How are you?
I'm good, Sid. How are you?
Good, good. It's nice to finally be able to talk to you. I'm sure they told you about me. I'm relatively new to the company. Came from the Kansas area. You know, one of the things that I've been looking at are the numbers of all of my stores, and your store seems to have some saggy numbers, and I just wanted to know what you think some of the reasons for that are.
Well, you know, the whole mall had a bit of a slow summer, and it's kind of across the board. The numbers have been a little bit low, and I admit things have definitely been a little sagging, as you put it, on our end, but they're definitely picking up in the last, I'd say, 2.5 weeks or so. We've seen a real turnaround, it feels like.
Well, you know, there are some things, though, that we did it in Kansas, and it really juiced up our numbers, so I want to bring them out here, and I want to try some new policies that we're going to institute with a couple stores, but we're going to start with yours. First is we're going to do the you try it, you buy it policy, where every single person that comes in that wants to try something on, they now have purchased the clothing. They cannot try the item on unless they purchase the item. Okay?
We're not allowing people to try on clothes anymore.
No, you can. No, customers can try on clothes for sure, but they have to purchase the clothes to try them on.
So.
All right, good. I'm glad we're on the same page on that one. Here's another thing. I don't have a ton of time, so we can hash all this stuff out in an email later. We're not going to do any more lights in the store. We've seen some studies that show the darker a store is, the more likely people are to buy stuff. Also, no more back room. We're going to expand your store to give it a lot more front. Now, what that means is where we're going to store stuff is we're actually going to store stuff on employees. So I want you to tell all of your guys and girls that what we're going to start doing is having all of them wear all of the clothes, okay? So, like, as many sizes as they can fit on them, they just wear them. If you've got a guy that wears the medium shirts, he wears all the medium shirts. Does that make sense?
I gotta be honest with you, Sid. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Plus, customers like it too when they say, like, "Hey, do you have this in a medium?" You say, "Yes, I do," and you just unbutton your shirt and take it right off your back. Bam, hand it to them. Also, we're not going to do any more mirrors in the store. Each of you are going to be given a smartphone, and I want you to create an Instagram account for that store if you haven't already. If you haven't already, shame on you. But start it just for the store. And then somebody says, well, where are the mirrors? How do I know if this looks right? You go, oh, I've got it right here. Get out the phone. Make sure to turn the flash on because the store's dark. Take a picture of them and then post it onto the Instagram and say, if you follow us, you get to see how you look in this shirt. It builds our numbers, and our social media footprint gets so much bigger, okay?
With all due respect, man, I don't know that these ideas are really going to pan out. Turning off all of the lights, how do you expect people to know what they're trying on. I mean, I'm sorry, but like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
You know what, Rick? Rick? I mean, Rick? Can I call you Rick?
That's my name, yes.
I like the cut of your jib. No one's ever stood up to me like that before. You're right. These ideas are terrible. These are terrible ideas, Rick. Son of a bitch. Where have you been all my life? You know what? You're promoted. No, I'm quitting. You take my job because you're so good at this, okay? Congratulations.
Look, I'm sorry. I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not. I quite frankly, I haven't been able to tell this whole conversation.
Conversation's been a joke, Rick. My name's Gavin. You're on a phone scam on the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. None of this is real.
Oh, my God, man.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.